Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Chris Zorich is in our house. Who or what are you thankful for on Thanksgiving?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to actually start. Actually, coming in on the Dan Ryan, I was listening, and then there were some really amazing stories.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really amazing, and you realize, obviously, we're thankful around this time, but obviously, we should really be thankful year round.
Chris Zorich, of course, the famous Chicago Bears defensive lineman, a Salvation Army champion, a Notre Dame alum. He's got the ND shirt on today.
And I have the Bears hat.
Okay, so. I was just going to say, I don't see the Bears swag. And I thought maybe that was a conscious decision on your part.
Well, I'm just so lucky. Like, I literally think about, like, I mean, I feel as though I've lived the dream of every Chicago Bear fan in Chicago. As a kid growing up, South Side of Chicago, I was a Bear fan. I made it to Notre Dame, and then the odds of being drafted by the Chicago Bears were just unheard of. And
what
then all of a sudden,
you
it happens.
What pick were you?
I was one of the second round picks.
And then, who was on the team when you first joined the Bears?
So this is kind of crazy, right? So I wore number 50 in high school because of Mike Singletary. Wore number 50 in college because of Mike Singletary. I get to the Bears. Guess who's there? Mike Singletary. So not only do I have a chance to play for my hometown team, I have a chance to play football with my idol. And then I went to the same high school as Dick Butkus. Had a chance to meet him several times.
Wow, yeah, nice.
And so, I mean, this is, again, I have to pinch myself because I literally have lived the life of every Chicago Bear fan out there.
Yeah, when Dick Butkus passed, it was so nice to talk to some of the former Bears or hear their recollections. And if they had worked with him, if they were lucky enough to pass him maybe on the gridiron or just know of him, everybody had good things to say. There does seem to be a fraternity for you Chicago Bears alums.
Well, you know, it's really amazing. And when you think about what the Chicago Bears have done for the city of Chicago, right? I mean, obviously, they won championships, but the idea that the majority of guys who have had extensive careers for the Bears actually stay around the Chicago area.
Yeah, it's true.
And the reason why is because of the love that Chicago Bear fans around this area feel for
you. That's an interesting point. I mean, was Jim McMahon from Chicago? No. Mm-mm. Walter Payton?
Nope.
I'm thinking of, you know, Butler, and I'm thinking of all of the guys right. who were on those teams.
Going on the list, and these guys
and they're
have
all
been,
still working around
exactly,
in the area.
Exactly. And it's a testament to the fans, really. I mean, and we're talking about, like, obviously big name players, but there's a lot of players that aren't big names that have that opportunity.
It's not why we invited you in, though, but I appreciate your making that recollection. I would say something you would be thankful for, though, is also your relationship with the Salvation Army.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons we invited you here, because you've got that story to tell. Chris Zorich, former Chicago Bear defensive lineman, who just a moment ago held up his fingers to make a point to me, not just one finger, but a bunch of them, and some of them didn't match the others. So there's a little, they're a little crooked there, Chris.
Yes, they are.
Somebody step on you and all of those ears on the gridiron?
That's actually a very nice way to put it. Yes.
Yes. It's a brutal sport. You look great, though.
Well, thank you very much.
You seem happy and
that.
Healthy.
I'm very happy and healthy.
Fit. You're working in as an executive search recruiter, is
yes,
that
sir.
Right?
Yes, sir. For Randall Partners, we assist companies with VP and CEOs and CEOs.
What's your connection to the Salvation Army?
Interesting. So as a kid, I want to say like 5 or 6 years old, there was an opportunity for me to attend the Salvation Army camps, Camp Wonder Lake. It's in existence still. It's been around for a very long time. So I actually have a photo of me holding like this little, I think it's like a twig or branch or something like that. And someone took the picture. I don't think my mom was with me, but I was very fortunate because I had a chance to kind of go outside my neighborhood. Right, so I had never ventured outside my neighborhood at all. So my family, pardon me?
South Side.
Right. So my mom and I, we didn't have a car or anything. So my first trip outside of 81st and Burton, where I grew up, was to Camp Wonder Lake. And I honestly thought I was going to see some tigers and some bears and lions and stuff because I was out in the wilderness.
Yeah. The Salvation Army camp is still there. You know, it's funny when you learn about the Salvation Army, as I have and you have, you realize there isn't much they don't do in the way of need.
Right.
I mean, it's food, it's toys, it's rehabilitation services,
sure.
It's camps for kids who might not otherwise get to go to a camp. That was your introduction, huh?
Well, it was, and as I got older, you realize how much they help, right? So when you're in that situation as a young kid, you don't realize all these services that we were able to use, right? So having a chance, as I got older, I learned. And then about, I think it was my second or third year with the Bears, it was during the bell ringing Red Kettle time, and there was a gentleman in front of the water tower, and I lived in downtown Chicago, and it was freezing outside, and I actually brought my hot chocolate, and I was like, hey, this is for you, I appreciate what you're doing, you need to take like a bathroom break. And he was like, oh my God, I would love that, would you mind ringing it? So I just started ringing the bell, and that kind of wound up being kind of my motivation. So if not every year, at least every other year, really have an opportunity to ring the bell. And mainly because I feel that the services that I'm able to assist with, there's a small kid somewhere, maybe south side of Chicago, maybe west side of Chicago, maybe not even in Chicago, that will have the same kind of experience that I did as a young kid. So, you know, if I have a chance to ring the bell for several hours, why not?
You know, now you can just say, well, ring my virtual bell and join my virtual kettle.
Sure.
I'm with you. I'm a champion of communing with the people. You know, being out in the cold, exposing yourself a little bit. I think they probably make more money online now than they do with us old-fashioned bell ringers. I'm getting a nod over there. So any way you can donate, do. And if you go to WGNradio.com, Chris, if I can borrow your celebrity and say, if you liked this man's play or his
Absolutely.
Attitude today,
please
go to WGNradio.com and know that it could be a famous person or a person who will just lead a healthy, happy, normal life and is somehow touched by the Salvation Army.
You know, and that's what's really special, is that you're talking about providing services for everyone who needs help. And again, selfishly for me, as a kid, I needed that help. I didn't realize it.
Do you ever think what would have happened to Chris Zorich had I not maybe had the nurturing or the guidance or the opportunities?
I go back now. Unfortunately, it's still a really rough neighborhood.
Sure.
I mean, my options getting involved in athletics even, to be able to receive a scholarship to the University of Notre Dame. I mean, if that didn't happen, now there are great, great people there, right?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, there are also some folks who, you know, weren't so great. And I was pressured to join a gang all the time. And I didn't, and it was kind of interesting. So I used to get beat up all the time. You can see my size. I mean, people probably won't beat me up now, but as a kid, I did. And as soon as I got involved in sports, I was left alone. And it was so interesting. It was almost like a code of conduct, right? And then having a chance to attend the University of Notre Dame, and then from there having a chance to play for the Bears was just an amazing story.
We got to wrap this up. Go to WGNradio.com. There I am ringing my bell.
Awesome.
And you can click there and make a donation right now. There's also an opportunity for you to be a bell ringer yourself and actually collect funds for my bell. So go to WGNradio.com, click on the virtual bell there, and get involved and do the most good or enable the Salvation Army to do so.
That's awesome.
30 seconds left. Your thoughts on the Bears this season?
It's obviously been very frustrating for everyone. I think the opportunity bringing Kevin Warren in as the president and CEO is going to change the program.
That was a
from
good
top
hire.
Down. Absolutely. An absolutely great hire.
Does Justin Fields have a future as a successful quarterback in Chicago?
That's going to be an interesting question depending on how they go the rest of the season, because if they have one of the top 3-4 picks, his days here might be numbered.
You might actually then use him to get other players.
Correct.
You need to support the new quarterback.
Absolutely.
You like Bajent behind the center?
That's an amazing story. I am all about the
underdog.
I mean, I'm an underdog myself, but I love his attitude. He walks in there like he's been a fifth-year starter in the NFL. It's great.
And yet he looks like he's 14.
Exactly.
You look great,
exactly.
Chris. Thanks
but then his dad is awesome, too, on the sideline.
Oh, God, yeah. I love those cutaways. I love those cutaways. He comes from some place of muscle, that's for sure. Thanks for visiting with us.
You got it, John. Thank you so much.
And for supporting the Salvation Army. WGNRadio.com. You can click there.